You're listening to the Hometown Goshen Podcast, a weekly show that takes a look at what makes Goshen home. I'm JC Lee. At Chamberlain Elementary, the kids are taking over the classroom, but it's no grade school mutiny. The students are taking charge of their own learning. They work together on projects to come up with their own solutions, and the teachers, those know-it-alls, they stay out the way. Instead, they act like an invisible hand that guides them towards their goals. It's an approach to teaching called expeditionary learning, and school officials say it's working. They were recently invited to the Expeditionary Learning Network, and reporter Michelle Sokol visited the school to see what the fuss is all about.
So I'd like you just to take a moment, close your eyes, and think about how are you going to do your personal best today? What will your high-quality work look like today?
That was Jolene Lehman, a third-grade teacher at Chamberlain Elementary. On a Thursday morning in early February, her students gather around her in a circle on the floor for something called crew. The school recently transitioned to a program called Expeditionary Learning, or EL, and crew is a core tenet of that. It's a time when students can share about themselves and form relationships with their teachers and classmates. When I visited the school, the class was talking about perseverance and overcoming challenges. Each day, they make a point to greet each other individually and by name. It's followed by a funny handshake. What you can't see is the smiles that take over the students' faces when it's their turn. I also caught up with Principal Kimberly Branham.
Being a crew member is belonging and having a place where there is unity and a sense of belonging, as I mentioned, as well as the opportunity for us to engage in building trust and relationships with one another.
Now for some background. Goshen Community Schools brought the EL learning model to Chamberlain this year with a $1.75 million grant from the State Department of Education. It's a project-based learning approach to school improvement that asks students to become more involved in their own learning. Students complete more projects, work in small groups, and solve problems. Meanwhile, teachers are facilitators rather than the person who knows all. Expeditionary learning has been going on at Chamberlain for about half a school year now, and Branham is already seeing results.
I would say what we're seeing, particularly on the onset, is an increase in attendance and students wanting to be here on time. That is part of the rationale with starting our day with crew. It kicks off the day, but we are measuring our growth and our movement towards expeditionary learning in a variety of ways. Being in partnership with expeditionary learning holds a great deal of accountability. Of course, the component of academics and standards achievement, but also there's measures of cultural development and competency within the building and how students are supported. So a variety of measures beyond that test score, and that's what we are celebrating, is that test score is one of the key components, but there's so much more to supporting the learning and growth of children.
So why Chamberlain? The school was chosen for the effort because of its particularly challenging demographics. Nearly 90% of the students there qualify for free or reduced price lunches, and nearly half of the students are classified as English language learners. Branham said EL works because it is designed to help teachers meet students where they are.
I believe both of those components, the expeditionary learning and the crew, which is a big component of expeditionary learning and collaborative learning and inquiry-based learning, is it's beneficial for all students. And the needs here, while you say, you know, one may view as challenging, we view this as an opportunity for our students to, again, build that sense of belonging and the rigor of learning that's associated with collaborating together, thinking and problem solving, and knowing that our students are absolutely capable of many things, and frequently we find they're capable of more than we ever thought possible. So it's a good fit for us at Chamberlain because there has been a long history of a caring, hardworking, supportive staff. And students feel welcome here. This is just a whole nother level of taking that learning and culture and respect to a new level. So it's continued growth. It's not a totally new concept for what we believe here at Chamberlain. We believe in honoring our students and all that they can achieve. And this is just continuing on that journey.
And that was Michelle Sokol with a story about a new teaching method at Chamberlain Elementary. You're listening to the Hometown Goshen podcast, and if you've been listening to us from the start, you may be familiar with the name Brad Wyrick. He used to be the manager of Better World Books, but he shelved his old job. See what I did there? And he's now the general manager of the natural food co-op Maple City Market. And he's got some big plans to educate Goshen about natural food and to expand the store. Essentially, he wants to show people that eating healthy doesn't mean you have to set your wallet on fire. Reporter Sharon Hernandez caught up with Wyrick to see how he's going to pull off all of those ideas.
My name is Brad Wyrick. I'm the general manager of Maple City Market.
Tell me how the job's going so far.
It's going really well. I've been here a couple months. A lot of exciting things are happening. Seems like we've really got the support of the staff and the community. And yeah, I'm just really excited about what's going on.
Tell me about the direction in which you want the Maple City Market to go.
Sure. What I would like to do with various initiatives is to really expand what we can be for the community, to continue doing what we do now, which is, you know, sort of providing the higher end, healthy, organic, local sort of products. But I would like to really sort of meet more needs in the community. So, for example, our Value 101 program, which we launched this past Wednesday, takes some staples, some things that everybody needs for their pantry. We've lowered the price on them to make them a little bit more accessible to everyone. We're providing recipes and some education classes, making sure that people know how to use them and know what they mean for to be a part of a diet, etc. We just want to show that it is possible to eat healthy on a budget, and it can really change your life to kind of approach your food, your kind of staple of existence, in a healthy way. The other sort of direction we're heading is the expansion that a lot of people have talked about a little bit, but I'm currently investigating different possibilities where we could move so that the store could grow. We currently have about 2,500 square feet of retail. I'd like to at least triple that in the near future. And the reason being, one, I would like to offer a broader range of product. I would like to offer both the sort of the value-centered sort of price healthy food, but then also more local foods and more organic foods, and to be able to offer better produce year-round as opposed to we're sort of hampered by our space now currently. I'd like to expand our deli, and all of that retail side is really so that as a cooperative, we're not just about the bottom line. I mean, we need to make money, but we need to make money in order to then offer better programs back to the community. So some ideas that have been tossed around are a community kitchen or a food hub or a better, more thorough education program. I'd love to be more involved. We're involved already sort of tangentially with the Boys and Girls Club and their healthy eating program. I'd like to be more involved with that. I'd like to do more with that. There's been talk about the farm to table education program, and we'd like to be more involved with that. So anything that has to do with food in this community, particularly when it comes to eating healthier and utilizing our local resources, we want to be right there in the middle of all of that. And sometimes that'll be tangentially. Sometimes, you know, we may just offer some financial support to a program that's already doing a great job. Sometimes it'll be starting something ourselves that we can operate and really bring those sorts of programs to the people. Right now, we're very much in discovery mode. Like, let's talk to the community and find out what's going on so we know what the community really needs and what we can be a part of.
You probably saw the story I wrote after the visit at the Hawks.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that there was a chance that Maple City Markets would move there. And I know that there's nothing official being said. I guess just to dispel any sort of rumor there's out there. Maple City Market is not moving, you know, away from downtown or anything like that. I mean,
right. Basically, as I've talked to member owners since I've been on board here, the one thing that I hear from just about every single member owner that I talk with is, please don't leave the downtown area. So right now, the only places I am looking, and I'm looking at multiple places, the Hawks is one of them, but the only places I'm looking are in or around the downtown area. So we are not leaving Goshen. We're not leaving the downtown. I think that part of our identity is so entrenched that it would be very difficult for us to do that.
That was Wyrick talking about his plans as general manager of the Maple City Market. You're back with me, JC, for another episode of the Hometown Goshen Podcast, and now let's take a look at what's coming up this weekend. Columnist and author Lauren Beachy will be having a signing for his first book, Chasing the Amish Dream, at Better World Books this Saturday at 5 p.m. In the book, Beachy gives readers a look into the life and faith of the Amish community. So if you're interested about this segment of our population, this is your chance to learn a thing or two. Or if you'd rather kick back with some music this weekend, the Maple City Chamber Orchestra will be having its free winter concert in Souther Music Hall at Goshen College at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. It'll feature trumpet and orchestra pieces as well as a major symphony. That's it for another Hometown Goshen podcast. Thanks to the educators at Chamberlain Elementary and Brad Wyrick for coming onto the show to talk. And big thanks to reporters Michelle Sokol and Sharon Hernandez for bringing us those stories. And we'll have even more stories about what makes Goshen home next week. But until then, stay warm and thanks for listening.